This is Ozarks at Large. Winter ends this week, and with it, the end of the winter TV season. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell. He keeps up with popular culture for us. Wayne, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Winter TV season, this is something that people didn't even talk about 5 years ago.
No, now we pretty much have four distinct television seasons. Like, fall is traditional. That's when things used to start, and occasionally you'd have mid-season replacements in January. That's gone now. I mean, and then you actually have fall-only shows now, like Homeland and Dexter and some other stuff. And then you have winter-only shows that just ended, and you've got some spring stuff coming up. And then summer only, like Mad Men. It's very strange.
But. Well, you mentioned Mad Men. That's going to be starting in about a week and a half or so. I know that for me, the past few months, this so-called winter season, the thing that I'll remember most is that it was the end of 30 Rock after a six-year run.
Yeah, that did its sort of swan song, and you know, NBC gave it a limited number of episodes to finish up with. Probably because they wanted to focus the spring on finishing up The Office, which is an older property.
And still gets a few more viewers than... Yeah. 30 Rock.
I mean,
did.
It gets six, where 30 Rock maybe got four viewers. So.
I think in the end it was getting about 2 to 3.
Oh, well, that's good. This winter season is wrapping up now, or has wrapped up. Justified on FX is finishing up, and Girls on HBO finished up over the weekend. After a very dark season, it had a very light, fun episode. It was kind of a nice palate cleanser. But for the most part, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that people are waiting on. You've got shows that ended or had their finales for the season, but then you have things like Veep and Mad Men and
on HBO and AMC respectively.
On AMC respectively, Bates Motel, which is a new A&E property that's playing on Psycho.
Wait a second. So the show will be based at the Bates Motel?
From what I understand, it's like a modern day.
Okay.
Maybe the mother and son buy the motel.
Okay.
To run it, and he's the reincarnation. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. It's got some buzz, and it looks very American Horror Story. I think the people behind it did Friday Night Lights, and it has Vera Farmiga.
Wow, that seems like kind of a change. But
Freddie Highmore from Finding Neverland is the young, Norman
Bates, yes.
Yeah, so.
Well, watch that one for me and let me know.
I think it's on A&E.
Okay.
So you've got some spring properties that are starting, you know, so they really don't give you any time off to breathe.
Right. And meanwhile, the networks are somewhat scrambling. I saw an interesting statistic from the New York Times a couple of weeks ago. The season premiere for Duck Dynasty, which is a reality show, right, about a family that makes duck calls.
Gripping.
And it's become quite popular. Its season premiere had more viewers that week than any show on NBC. And any show on Fox except for American Idol.
Well, both of those channels, and American Idol is just dropping like flies. I mean, both of those channels really need to reevaluate what's going on in their world. And really, I mean, we say that about those two, but what CBS has The Good Wife, and ABC has Scandal and Modern Family, but I mean, it's not like either of them are like pulling in huge amounts of great television either. So you have things, you know, like Downton Abbey that ended during the winter, but before you can breathe, you've got new stuff coming out. And it really used to be the summer was the dull period where you had nothing. I mean, do you remember reruns?
Yeah.
Shows occasionally will rerun an episode during the regular season,
right.
But they never during the summer really do like they used to. I remember with Friends, the first season I didn't watch, and Friends didn't really catch on until the summer after Friends. That song came out on the radio, mm-hmm. And they were running them constantly on NBC, so you could catch up before season two. They don't do that anymore.
Well, with on demand, and you can buy the episodes the next day, you know, through iTunes or see them on the network's website.
Well, HBO really started that with packaging the videotapes of The Sopranos and Sex and the City when they first came out.
And now you have HBO Go, which...
And now, good luck finding a show, even a failed show, that's not on DVD. Mm-hmm. Or available somewhere.
So you've already seen all of these episodes. So you've seen the episodes. There's no catching up in the summer anymore.
Well, at least NBC can turn back to the fact that they will have The Voice, you know, coming back.
Which,
and that's a big
was
rating
enough
for straw
them to
for
win
them
in the fall, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's a rating straw for them, and that's kind of their saving grace right now.
So what are you looking forward to in the spring? If the winter season is over, now we have this spring season.
Well, I love Veep on HBO. I'm really interested to see where that goes because they
Dreyfuss.
Do a short season, so they really can deliver because they only really do a few episodes. And I'm excited to see HBO has the Behind the Candelabra.
The movie about Liberace.
With Michael Douglas and Matt Damon and Rob Lowe. And,
right.
I mean, lots of talent involved there and Rob Lowe. You know, and then there's just some with Mad Men coming back. It's going to be interesting to see how that responds. I mean, Homeland took it off its perch last year at the Emmys and at all the award shows. So now maybe that gives them some more creative expression. I don't know.
The aforementioned finale of The Office after 9 years.
Which I am kind of interested to see how that all wraps up. And we've been told there's no Steve Carell in the finale, but God, I hope they somehow are hiding that from us. You know, so there's some stuff to look forward to.
Game of Thrones, Sunday.
Yep.
Game of Thrones on Sunday, season 3.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.